Great, exciting group that brings back the sound and style and soul of the Cannonball Adderley band in the early 60s, led by Lewis Hayes, who was drummer with Cannonball Adderley at that time, tuned by Cannonball called Sack of Woe. Vincent Herring was the alto saxophonist, Jeremy Pelt on trumpet, Rick Germanson on piano, Lewis Hayes on drums, Richie Goods was the bass player, and essentially the group that's going to be playing Monday night only, one night only at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. They are offering it at a special bargain price Monday night at Jazz Alley. I plan to be there. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening today to Jazz Northwest. You're listening to KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria at 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.
This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Dave Brubeck Quartet now at the Storyville Club in Boston, 1954. A concert there because it's inside a club. Pretty good sized place. Paul Desmond on alto, Brubeck on piano, Bob Bates on bass, and Joe Dodge playing the drums. And this is an old classic by Joe Burke and Edgar Leslie called At a Perfume Counter.
I'm
Club in Boston, 1954, Fantasy Records, composition at a perfume counter, and Paul Desmond playing the alto saxophone, Bob Bates on bass, Joe Dodge on drums, and of course Brubeck at the piano. And how very percussive Brubeck was, and he was that until the very end when he was, what, like 90 years old. And I've had an occasion to talk to some people who were listening to records back at that time. And one guy said, yeah, he was far out. And it's wonderful to hear that, you know. Things disappear and they come back and all that. Cool, for example. And there was a cigarette by that name, wasn't there? I'm sure of it. Well, anyway, I'd like to say, on behalf of the Art of Jazz, thank you very much for all of you who participated in supporting this program and all of you who participated in supporting KPLU. It's part of public radio. That's you guys and us guys all here together. I've been here since July 1982, and the response has always been wonderful. I was thinking back to that time. The first fund drive I knew in 82, the goal was $25,000. And we made in our, what do they call it, the fall flash fund drive, that comes before the real one, to try to lessen the time. And we did what we needed in the whole bag, $300,000 in 2 days. And that really makes me feel good, because I know you folks out there want us to be here. Walter Davis, Chicago, 1946.
To go. I got to find my baby, but I don't know which way to go. I don't know if she left on Illinois Central, or if she called that B&O.
Mistreater, you ain't no good.
good at all. My baby had enough to tell me that she didn't want me no more. My baby had enough to tell me that she didn't want me no more. You should have heard her sad story, Lord, just a minute ago. So you don't judge me, my baby, and I don't care where you go. Use your own judgment now, baby. I don't care where you go. Lord, it wouldn't hurt my feelings if I never see you no more. I could see it in your eyes that you would always, always remember me. Out of all my hardships, I remember the smile you had on your face, and it gave me great consolation. No one else take my place. When my nights were so lonely, wondering if I would ever see your face again, Lord, you don't know, baby, you don't know what a shape I was in. True love covers everything, just as snow covers the cold, cold ground. And if you have that kind of love, love for me, you will never let me down.
Mulder Davis at the piano and singing, his friend on drums, Jump Jackson. Victor Records. New B&O Blues, When You Need My Help, and Please Remember Me, which sounds a little bit like the harmonies of St. James Infirmary. But what's interesting about that music, it improvises a life, and it's not yelling about it. It's grieving about it. And touching in that sense, high art as far as I'm concerned. Walter Davis, 1946. Scott Joplin now, 1916. A piano roll, for those of you that don't know what that is, it's like a small window shade. You know, about a foot long or something like that. And you put it in the mechanism of your player piano and attach it in the right way and push the buttons and levers and all that. And then pump with your feet to get the air in it. It's like a bagpipe. You're getting ready for it. And the shade comes down and the holes are in it, and it runs over a metal bass and reacts to it and makes sounds, and the piano moves and the hammers move, and it was quite fun. I didn't have one early in my life, but I finally got one. It's great exercise, too. I like to think I'm cycling. Scott Joplin, 1916, two of his, Something Doing and Weeping Willow Rag. Thank you. Composed and created by Scott Joplin. Something Doin' and Weeping Willow Rag, 1916. About a year before he died, I believe. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks again for those of you who contributed to KPLU to keep us afloat and doing the kinds of things that you like to hear. And we really enjoy having you out there. Claire Austin now is going to sing for you, 1954, for Good Time Jazz Records.
liquor, champagne and wine. Then I began to fall so low. Lost all my friends, had no place to go. If I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it till them eagles grin. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. In my pocket, not one penny, and my friend,
Austin for Good Time Jazz Records, 1954, singing The World's Jazz Crazy, written by Trixie Smith, and Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. Jimmy Cox wrote that. With her, Kid Ory, trombone, Don Ewell, piano, Ed Garland, bass, Minor Hall on the drums, Claire Austin. 1941 now, Count Basie, his piano, his band. Fiesta in Blue, written by Jimmy Mundy, a feature for Buck Clayton on his trumpet, and Take Me Back, Baby, written by Tab Smith and Jimmy Rushing. And Jimmy Rushing is going to do the vocal and some fine work on trombone behind him by Dickie Wells.
Thank you.
Count Basie, 1941 for OK Records. Fiesta in Blue, featuring Buck Clayton on trumpet. And Take Me Back, Baby, featuring Jimmy Rushing singing. And Tab Smith alto and Dickie Wells on the trombone. 1941, Count Basie. On the job now, Claremont College, Claremont, California, 1958, recorded by Capitol Records down there. George Searing at the piano, Emil Richards on vibes, Toots Thielemann on guitar, Al McGibbon on bass, and Percy Bryce on the drums.
Thank you very much. And here's a very beautiful tune recorded by Teddy Wilson some time ago, Some Other Spring. Here is yet another spring song, one closely associated with the late Clifford Brown, Joy Spring. Thank you.
On the job, in concert with George Shearing Quintet, Claremont College, Claremont, California, 1958. Emil Richards on vibes, Toots Thielemans on guitar, Al McKibben, bass, Percy Bryce on drums, and of course Shearing at the piano. Bernie's Tune by Bernie Miller, Some Other Spring by Irene Kitchens, and Joy Spring by Clifford Brown. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Willie 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Clifford Brown now in Joy Spring, as just played by George Shearing. Pacific Jazz Concert in L.A. Excuse me, not a concert, but just a recording session, a wonderful recording session for Clifford Brown, 1954. Stu Williamson on valve trombone, Zoot Sims, tenor saxophone, Bob Gordon, baritone saxophone, Russ Freeman, piano, Joe Mondragon, string bass, Shelley Mann on drums, the arrangements by the brilliant Jack Montrose, Joy Spring by Clifford Brown, Dahoud by Brown, and Finders Keepers by Jack Montrose.
Thank you.
Clifford Brown in Los Angeles, 1954, for Pacific Jazz Records. Joy Spring, he wrote it. Daoud, he wrote that. Finders Keepers, the arrangements by Jack Montrose, he wrote that. Stu Williamson, valve trombone. Zoot Sims, tenor. Bob Gordon, baritone. Russ Freeman, piano. Joe Mondragon, string bass. Shelley Mann on the drums. Clifford Brown. Chris Connor now. 1956. Arrangements for her by Ray Ellis.
Go away from my window. Go away from my door. Go away, way, way from my bedside and bother me no more. And bother me no more. I'll go tell all my brothers, tell all my sisters too, the reason why of you. Keep trying to forget you and leave the past behind. Though I can keep you out of sight, can't keep you out of mind. Go away from my window. Go away from my door. Go away, way, way from my bedside and bother me no more, no more, and bother me no I have in you. Love will see us through if only you trust in me. Come to me when things go wrong. Cling to me and I'll be strong. Trust in me while there's a moon on high, while there's a bird to fly, while there's worthy of you. Smile and pass me by. I'm not a child of three. It takes no sage to see I'm past the age of innocence. You may still picture me upon my father's knee, but if you look, you'll see I'm past the age of innocence. I've grown some, and like most grown-ups, I'm lonesome and ready or not, I've fallen in love with you. I've said it, now I'm done. The rest is up to you. What can a lady do but wish and wait for fate to see her through? What can a lady do but wish and wait for fate to see her through?
Chris Connor, 1956, for Atlantic Records, arrangements for her by Ray Ellis of Go Away From My Window, Trust in Me, and Past the Age of Innocence. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
KPLU School of Jazz goes international this Monday afternoon with the Point Grey Secondary School from Vancouver, B.C., with their mentor, James Danderfer, on clarinet. Don't miss this swinging good time with the kids from north of the border this Monday at 12:15 on 88.5 KPLU. Thanks to Integrated Family Law for their support.
And here, Archie Shepp, tenor saxophone, Horace Parlan piano, for Steeplechase Records, 1980. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
A set of four, starting with Johnny Glissell, his trumpet, Dick Garcia guitar, Whitey Mitchell on string bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums, Taps Miller, written by Buck Clayton, and Ruby My Dear, written by Thelonious Monk. Then, the composer of Ruby My Dear, his trio, Monk, 1947, for Blue Note Records with Gene Ramey on bass and Art Blakey on the drums. And then the flip side of that record, 1948, Monk on piano, Milt Jackson vibes, John Simmons on bass, and Shadow Wilson playing the drums and Monk composition, Evidence. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU and the Art of Jazz comes from the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
And back now to Erskine Hawkins. He plays the trumpet. 1945, although he wasn't the star trumpet player in the band, but he liked to stand out front with the trumpet, and once in a while he would play, and he liked to play real high notes, Victor Records. This features the band's wonderful vocalist, Jimmy Michelli. We will hear 15 Years by Alan Roberts and Doris Fisher, and No Baby, Nobody But You by Seeger Ellis.
Fifteen years and I'm still serving time, serving time with that good wife of mine. I've been married 15 years, I've shed 15 million tears, 15 years and I'm still serving time. 15 years and I ain't got a dime, not a dime in those long 15 years. Each night I drink 15 beers to forget those 15 years. 15 years and I'm still serving time. Now there ain't no bars on the window, and there ain't no locks on the door, and there ain't no guards in the courtyard, my baby, but I'm a prisoner forevermore. 15 years and I'm still serving time, serving time with that good wife of mine. When I let those church bells chime, tell me, boy, was that a crime? 15 years and I'm still serving time. Serving time, serving time with that good wife of mine. We've got 6 kids from 1 to 9. Some are hers, yes, some are mine. 15 years and I'm still serving time. I'm going nowhere, getting no place, making no time with nobody, no baby, nobody but you. I'm having no dates, meeting no one, sharing no kiss with nobody, no baby, nobody but you. How can you doubt me? You're never without me. You ought to know I'm true. Flirting takes time, and there ain't the time to do all the things you say I do. I'm living no lie, doing no wrong, making no love with nobody, no baby, nobody but you. Don't you worry about losing me. I'm just as true can be. 'Cause I'm living no lie, doing no wrong, making no love with nobody. No, baby, nobody but you.
Jimmy Michele singing Witherspoon Hawkins Orchestra, 1945, Victor Records, 15 years, and no baby, nobody but you. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedral Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Always happy to be with you folks. Stairway to the Stars, written by Frank Signorelli and Matty Malneck, and lyric by Mitchell Parrish. I'm going to chase it. First up to sing it, Chick Bullock from 1939. And in this, a gorgeous, simple saxophone section. And then Al Haig, his piano, Tommy Potter's bass, Roy Haynes' drums, and their version of Stairway to the Stars.
Build a stairway to the stars, and climb that stairway to the stars, with love beside us to fill the night with a song. We'll hear the sound of violins out yonder where the blue begins. The moon will guide us as we go drifting along. As we sail away on a lazy daisy paddle over the rim of the hill. As we sail away on a little dream and settle high on the crest of a thrill. Let's build a stairway to the stars, a lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven with you. Thank you.
a lazy daisy paddle over the rim of the hill. And we sail away on a little dream and settle high on the crest of a thrill. Let's build a stairway to the stars, a lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven with you.
another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making roofies. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he asks twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. See what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making movies. What you get, folks, for making whoopee, whoopee, whoopee. Kissed, and I am a man, a brave optimist. I've got to make you see, you should belong to me. Even the moon is in on my scheme, for this is my night to dream. Oh, by tomorrow you'll be gone, so I'm not waiting till 10 minutes to dawn and being in love with you. Who knows what I might do? Please understand if that sounds extreme, for this is my night to dream. Sounds extreme, for this is my night to dream. Oh, this is my night to dream.
A set of five for you. Chick Bullock sang 1939 Stairway to the Stars, Al played it on the piano, and Al Haig played it on the piano in 1950 with Tommy Potter bass and Roy Haynes on drums. And then Haig's Opus Caprice. Nat Cole Trio, 1947 for Capitol Records, his piano, his voice, Oscar Moore guitar, Johnny Miller on bass, and Making Whoopee, written by Walter Donaldson and lyric by Gus Kahn. And This Is My Night to Dream by Jimmy Monaco and Johnny Burke. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And this is 88.5 KPLU. And we did our $300,000 goal in 2 days. And how wonderfully generous you are out there and continue to be. And my many friends there who earmarked something for this program. Thank you. Again, from me. Lou Waters, 1942. Thank you.
Nobody to love now. The man I long for is not so strong for me. He's not an angel, but I don't care. Perhaps a change will come someday. Whatever he is, I wanna be his way. Don't want my mammy, I don't need a friend. My heart is broken, it won't ever mend. I ain't much caring just where I'll end, but I must have that man. I'm like an oven that's crying for heat. He treats me awful each time that we meet. It's just unlawful how that boy can cheat. But I must have that man. He's hot as Hades, a lady's not safe in his arms when she's kissed. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off, and maybe I'm rude off his list. I'll never be missed. I need that person, just worse than just mad. I'm half alive, and he's driving me mad. He's only human, if he's to be had, I must have that man.
Lou Waters, Yuba Buena Jazz Band, 1942 from San Francisco, started that set. Jazzman Records. His trumpet, Bob Scobie's trumpet, Turk Murphy trombone, Ellis Horn on clarinet, Wally Rose piano, Clancy Hayes banjo, and Russ Bennett banjo, Squire Gershbach on tuba, and Bill Dart on drums. They did Sunset Cafe Stomp by Percy Venable and London Blues by Jelly Roll Morton. Linda Keane, 1945, from Black and White Records, did Ghost of a Chance, written by Victor Young and Bing Crosby, and lyric by Ned Washington. And I Must Have That Man, written by Jimmy McHugh, lyric by Dorothy Fields. Fine work behind her by Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Aaron Sachs on clarinet, and Joe Springer on piano, among others. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, always happy to be with you and thanking you again for what you did for me and for the station in the past days. An incredible amount of money. I mean, in the big sense, it's, you know, peanuts compared to how much it costs to run the Air Force. But we fly as well. Vincent Humans wrote a lot of great music. Here are two by him that I like very much. Tea for Two and Hallelujah. They're going to be played from 1950 by Bud Powell at the piano, Ray Brown on bass, Buddy Rich on the drums. Now move the furniture back, because this is going to be a good one to dance to. All right, you got your dance partner? Here we go.
Thank you.
Bud Powell Trio, 1950 for Mercury Records. Powell on piano, Ray Brown bass, Buddy Rich on the drums. Tea for Two by Vincent Humans, and also by him, Hallelujah. Now, the purity of that will compare with the purity of this. Glenn Miller, 1940 for Bluebird Records, an arrangement of Stardust by Bill Finnegan. Hoagy Carmichael wrote that. Tex Beneke's tenor, Clyde Hurley's really wonderful trumpet, and Wilbur Schwartz for such a long time, the clarinetist in that band. Here's champion Jack Dupree.
Everybody, time to shake. Look at that little girl doing that shake, Dad. All right, then. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That's all right. Talk about shaking. on your hands and knees. Do that shaking dance as you please. Do the shake dance, mama. Shake dance, mama. Shake dance, mama. Do this as you please. I got a woman, she's long and tall. Sleeps in the kitchen with her feet in the hall. Do the shake dance, mama. Shake dance, mama. Shake dance, mama. Do this as you please. Now, little girl, come here and stand by me. That's what I'm talking about. Now, face the audience. Now, just shake this as you please. Now, just take your time. That's what I'm talking about. Do your shaking, mama, just as you please. Do that shake like the Jack Dupree. Do the shake that, mama. Shake that, mama. Do the shake dance, mama. Do the side you please. Put your hand back your neck, back up against the wall. With that kind of shake, you bound to make them fall. Do the shake dance, mama. Yeah, shake dance, mama. Do the shake dance, mama. You bound to make them fall.
Thank you.
A couple of them for you. Champion Jack Dupree, 1941, at the piano and singing. And his friend on string bass, Wilson Swain, doing Dupree Shake Dance. And then Edna Winston for Victor Records, 1926, Pale in My Hand by Donald Haywood. With her, Tom Morris playing the cornet, Charlie Irvis the trombone, Bob Fuller the clarinet, Mike Jackson the piano, Buddy Christian the banjo. All right. Vincent Rose now. I love titles, and this is one I really do. It's called String Beans. Now, who's going to write a tune called String Beans? I mean, I like string beans. You like string beans, but here it is for you.
Thank you. Joe.
What do you mean, Joe? My name's Roy.
Well, come here, Roy, and get groovy. You been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown. What's uptown?
It's a pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out. Oh, you've got to shout it, let me off uptown. Rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. Oh, you've got to feel it, let me off uptown. Rib joints, juke joints, hip joints. Where could a fella go to top it? If you want to pitch a ball and you can't afford a hall, oh, you've got to call it, let me off uptown.
Anita, oh, Anita. Say, I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it must be that uptown rhythm. I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow.
Sugar is so confectionary funny. She never asks for my money. All I can give her is honey that she can get anytime. I'd make a million trips to her lips if I was a bee, 'cause she's sweeter than any candy to me. She's brand new lady sugar. I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm so sweet on my sugar, that sugar baby of mine. Thank you.
set started with Vincent Rosed Orchestra 1924 and String Beans, Whitey Kaufman's Orchestra 1923 and Henpecked Blues, Gene Krupa Orchestra 1941 with Anita O'Day and Roy Eldridge singing and Roy Eldridge soloing on Let Me Off Uptown, Louis Armstrong 1946 Sugar with some superb work on the trombone by Vic Dickinson, and Glenn Miller 1938 in Jelly Roll Morton's King Porter Stomp, and a lengthy solo by Miller. He didn't get them on the trombone very much, even in his own band. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thank you, Ken Wiley, for yet another great afternoon of jazz. I've got All Blues coming up next for your Sunday night, right after Stardate.
Stardate, September 27th. Thanks to an astronomical coincidence, you can expect every TV meteorologist in America to go a bit gaga about the moon tonight. That's because it's the Bloody Harvest supermoon. The harvest moon designation comes from its place in the calendar. It's the first full moon after the autumnal equinox. In earlier eras, farmers used the extra moonlight to gather their crops well into the night. The supermoon designation applies to a full moon that's especially close to Earth. The Earth-Moon distance varies by almost 30,000 miles. The two bodies are at their closest every 27 1/3 days. That's offset from the Moon's cycle of